Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. It doesn't matter if you're shaving your upper deck, lower deck, or the bullpen. Manscaped has got what you need, and when you use my special promo code BELIEVE20, you can take 20% off plus free shipping. So go to manscaped.com, enter the promo code BLEAV20 to take 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. In this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we talk about the struggles of the Washington Nationals and ultimately what is behind them. And then we'll talk about some of the Nats' top prospects next on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Belief Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. Today's episode of the Talk Nats podcast is also streaming on 102.9 The Game. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, it wasn't too long ago that I was talking to you about the Nationals and how well they were doing. And my, how times have changed. And ultimately, what is behind their struggles? We knew that this was going to be a season in transition, that things would be changing. But I don't think that anyone foresaw the struggles that the Nationals would have faced. We take all the way a look back to the Boston series and the White Sox and the Twins. It has been pretty rough sledding for the Nats. The recent performance of the team has brought to light several observations that may be worthy of consideration. Starting with a pivotal play on May 10th, followed by a 2-2 tie and subsequent downturn in the team's performance with a 2-9 record. It is evident that there have been challenges. The team's proficiency in base running, once a notable strength, appears to have regressed with the return of Victor Robles and an increase of toot blands, says our friends at Talk Nats. This shift in performance may have influenced the team's approach to base running, leading to a more conservative strategy in recent games. And it's interesting that they bring that up, is because that was one of the secret sauces of the Washington Nationals, was them getting on base and then them stealing bases. And then you could see a marked downturn with the return of Victor Robles. And, you know, with that said, the question remains is, hey, the Nationals have plenty of other options. Why not just, you know, take Robles out of the equation? In the most recent game, the decision not to have Nazem Nunez attempt to steal second base in the ninth inning raises questions. While acknowledging the inherent risk in such a move, it is important to note the success rate of base runners against the Twins closer Johan Duran and the potential missed opportunities in that scenario. Furthermore, the decision not to pinch hit for Joey Gallo, particularly given the performance in clutch situations, warrants consideration. The availability of more fitting candidate for the situation, such as Nick Senzel, with a proven track record against left-handed pitching, raises valid concerns about the team's decision-making. And, you know, I've already heard rumblings and rumors about Davey Martinez, and is his job safe? I ultimately think that it is. I think that he is doing the best that he possibly can, given the players, the weapons that he has at his disposal. But I can definitely see where the questions come in. And, you know, to start the season, he was one of the managers that many had thought might be cut loose. And calls for that are getting loud once again with the national struggles. The reoccurring theme of offensive and, you know, defensive challenges, coupled with managerial and coaching considerations, underscores the need for improvement in various aspects of the team's performance. The underperformance of certain players and the impact of injuries further compound these challenges. The absence of significant improvements from within the team and the lack of external reinforcements prompt a reevaluation of the team's strategy and coaching approach. And I've talked about that. And if you listen to this show on a regular basis, it's a difficult thing as Nationals fans, as we know that they have great options ostensibly in the minors. James Wood, who we know left the game in the last game due to hamstring tightness. There was some thoughts that maybe he was getting the called up because he got the hook from the game. And, you know, it's not him. Dylan Cruz and Robert Hassel and Brady House, those kind of players that it seems like, hey, this team is struggling, but you have options down in your farm club. Why not utilize them? The analysis also brings to light the team's reliance on speed and the correlation between on-base percentage and leveraging this advantage. Despite the team's proficiency in stolen bases, there are evident shortcomings in other key offensive metrics. The need for a comprehensive assessment of the coaching staff, players, and their collective performance is apparent, particularly in light of recent development and challenges. And it's been hitting, in some cases, pitching that this team has struggled in. But the biggest thing I would say right now is hitting and getting the guys on base. And also certain things become glaringly apparent as well. I don't need to see any more from Patrick Corbin. I really don't. If he gets relegated to the bullpen or whatever, I'm not going to be too irritated about it. You know, if we take a look at Corbin's time with the Nationals in total, it's been very up and down. But again, I've seen enough of Patrick Corbin. I am ready to move on. Taking a look at it, these observations collectively underscore the need for a thorough evaluation of the team and what they need to do going forward to show improvement. So, you know, it is a difficult time as a Nationals fan. It's like I said, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. I was talking to everyone how well this team was playing and how times have changed. They have a game coming up tonight. I believe it was against the Mariners. And hopefully this is, you know, the series of games where they can right the ship. Is there evidence? Is there something for me to believe that that is going to be the case? Not really. But I'm still waiting and patiently waiting for the moment that I hear that James Wood gets the call up. You know, and again, I know, and I talk about that a lot in this show, is that, you know, this patience that we're supposed to have for this young talent that we know is going to make this team that much better. I think a lot like me, like a lot of other Nationals fans, we want to fast track the development of this team. And sometimes you got to do it, you know, just based on risk. You know, you take a look at it, you know, and what I'm talking about is why the Nationals have taken the approach of being patient. You take a look at the Pirates and Skeens. He was fast-tracked and is pitching with the Pirates right now. So it makes me wonder a little bit about the reluctance of the Nationals and why they don't want to fast-track some of these players that I think are going to make this team markedly better. But that is the posture that the Nationals have taken thus far. Hopefully it's something that can change. All right, so coming up here after the break, we will talk about how the Nationals have struggled. I've talked about that in the show, but some of the young prospects are killing it. I'll discuss straight ahead. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using code BELIEVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here, the boys are back in town. Take care of your grooming needs with Manscaped. Their trimmers are equipped with skin-safe technology and unique features. Start with the 3.0 for basic trimming and progress to the 4 and 5.0 for a more advanced grooming experience. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code BELIEVE20 at manscaped.com. That's the promo code BLEAV20 at manscaped.com. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, simulcast on the Believe in Nationals podcast feed, talking about young prospects and how the future is bright. And, you know, if you do listen to this show on a regular basis, I frequently talk about the future and how things are going to look better. And why is that? Well, in large part, I am excited about the young talent that is waiting in the wings and because the Nationals are playing poor as of late. The Washington Nationals minor league players have been making notable contributions, with Andrew Pickney recently named Eastern League Player of the Week. Despite receiving less attention, Pickney, a fourth-round pick from the University of Alabama, has been performing exceptionally well for AA Harrisburg. His recent achievements include a 10-game hitting streak and consistent on-base performance. Additionally, another player that I've talked about quite often is Dylan Cruz, has shown improvement at the plate while Brady House continues to display power hitting and defensive prowess. Robert Hassel III has demonstrated strong offensive capabilities and is expected to make a significant impact, according to manager Davey Martinez. Unfortunately, Yohandy Morales has been sidelined due to a thumb injury, disrupting his recent performance. And then the other player that I think that most all Nationals fans are looking forward to seeing the most is James Wood. The highly regarded prospect James Wood has showcased impressive offensive skills and consistent on-base performance. So what's the holdup? I know there's the tightness in the hamstring, but other than that, okay, let's just put it aside. Let's do it. Let's get a good look at James Wood on the big team. Prompting speculation about a potential call-up to Major League, Martinez emphasized the need for Wood's continued development due to his young age. Again, I point to the Skeens thing, playing for the Pirates. What's up there? It just seems like it's the Nationals' reluctance. So, taking a look at it while expressing confidence in his future success. That is the statement about why the Nationals are wanting to be so patient when it comes to their young talent like James Wood. And I think that he is the guy that is going to get a look at some point this season. And ultimately, it's not Davey Martinez's decision to make. It's not. It's Mike Rizzo's decision to make. And when will he pull the trigger on him? When will we see James Wood in a Nationals jersey under the big lights on the big stage? I can't wait. And that will be news breaking on this show. You better believe it. But for right now, talking about the Nats taking on Seattle next, we're hoping that they can turn it around and find a way to pick up a big win. I don't want to come to you guys in the next podcast talking about how this team struggles. Let's make it this series coming up that the Nationals find a way to turn it around. All right, once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and I'll talk to you again next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.